Good morning, Symphony Church. Welcome to our morning devotionals. We're continuing on in the book of Mark, chapter 8, verses 11 to 26. The Pharisees came and began to argue with him, seeking from him a sign from heaven to test him. And he sighed deeply in his spirit and said, "Why does this generation seek a sign? Truly, I say to you, no sign will be given to this generation." And he left them, got into the boat again, and went to the other side. Now they had forgotten to bring bread, and they had only one loaf with them in the boat. And he cautioned them, saying, "Watch out! Beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and the leaven of Herod." And they began discussing with one another the fact that they had no bread. And Jesus, aware of this, said to them, "Why are you discussing the fact that you have no bread? Do you not yet perceive or understand? Are your hearts hardened? Having eyes, do you not see? And having ears, do you not hear? And do you not remember? When I broke the 5 loaves for the 5,000, how many baskets full of broken pieces did you take up?" They said to him, 12. "And the 7 for the 4,000, how many baskets full of broken pieces did you take up?" They said to him, 7. And he said to them, "Do you not yet understand?" And they came to Bethsaida, and some people brought to him a blind man and begged him to touch him. And he took the blind man by the hand and led him out of the village. And when he had spit on his eyes and laid his hands on him, he asked him, "Do you see anything?" And he looked up and said, "I see people, but they look like trees walking." Then Jesus laid his hands on his eyes again, and he opened his eyes. His sight was restored, and he saw everything clearly. And he sent him to his home, saying, "Do not even enter the village." Amen. We saw yesterday that Jesus miraculously fed a crowd of 4,000 with 7 loaves of bread and some fish. We start today's passage with the Pharisees arguing with him and asking him for a sign from heaven to test him. Today's devotional is about 3 kinds of blindness: spiritual blindness of the opposition, spiritual blindness in the body, and physical blindness. Firstly, we see the spiritual blindness of the Pharisees as they pushed back on Jesus' miracle, asking for a sign from heaven to test him. Jesus sighs deeply in his spirit, saying that no sign will be given to this generation, and gets on a boat and leaves. Why didn't Jesus just send another sign to prove to the disciples his power and capabilities? Perhaps Jesus knew that even if he showed all the signs and wonders, they would not believe due to the hardness of their hearts. Secondly, we see the spiritual blindness from the disciples. They forgot to bring bread on the boat with Jesus and only had 1 loaf with them. Jesus warns them to watch out for the leaven of the Pharisees and the leaven of Herod. What does this mean? Leaven, otherwise known as yeast, allows the starch and dough to rise to create bread. Only a little tiny bit of leaven is needed. So Jesus is saying, watch out, don't allow the unbelief and hardened hearts of the Pharisees, the leaven, get in your dough and ruin your unleavened bread, not even a little bit. But the disciples are spiritually blind to this lesson and think that he is just talking about physical leaven, talking about how they don't have enough bread even right after the feeding of the 4,000. Jesus is moved to ask, "Do you not yet understand? Are your hearts hardened? Do you not remember?" This passage reminds me of this little boy I met from Guatemala missions. His name is Eric, and he lives on a village located on a mountain in San Antonio, Chiapas. He had a severe disease that made his head and eyes to be twice the average size. It was so heavy that he could not lift up his head and walk stoop over, and he always needed assistance as he was visually impaired. We had already seen miraculous physical healings during this trip, so I was so eager to pray for him. During the VBS activities, I was able to spend time with him, playing the guitar and getting him to laugh. Through this, God opened up an opportunity for me to share the gospel with him, and Eric accepted Jesus. But the whole time, I couldn't wait for VBS to be over so our team could pray for physical healing. Long story short, God did not physically heal Eric that day. I was so distraught from God withholding healing that I wept the whole bus ride home. What wrong has this boy done to deserve this? God, take away my sight and give it to him instead. I could not understand how a good God could do such a thing. Then, in his loving kindness, God revealed to me his heart. Amidst all of the confusion, I had completely forgotten that Eric had, in fact, accepted Christ that day. I was looking for God's miracle in his physical body, but was unable to see the spiritual miracle that had taken place. I couldn't believe I missed such a thing. Eric could not physically see, but he was able to see the spiritual realms and the love of God that was abundantly given to him. I, on the other hand, was physically able to see, but was blind to the spiritual reality of the miracle that had taken place. Let's heed to Jesus' warning today and watch out for the leaven of the Pharisees. Just like Jesus asked the disciples, let's ask ourselves, what are our hearts hardened to? What is blinding us from seeing Jesus rightly? What is prohibiting us from remembering his faithfulness? Thirdly, physical blindness. We see in verse 22 that Jesus heals a blind man. He put spit on his eyes and laid his hands on him. He went from being completely blind to seeing people with blurred vision. When Jesus laid his hands on him a second time, his sight was fully restored and was able to see everything clearly. I don't think this story is saying that Jesus was not powerful enough to heal the man in one go. Rather, it shows that healing or blindness sometimes comes in stages. Sometimes it takes time. But we can rest assured that healing is there for us in Jesus' hands. I don't know where Eric is today or how he is doing. I don't know if God physically healed him yet, but I can rest assured that he has found the ultimate gift of life, which is far greater than this world, Jesus Christ. And I'm thankful that he was spiritually able to see that. For any of us listening today, let's ask God to reveal any spiritually blind areas of our hearts, and let's commit this to him, asking him to heal us of our spiritual blindness. Let's pray. God, we thank you for your word today that shows us that even when we believe in you, we can be so spiritually blind to the spiritual realms. God, today I pray that you would help reveal to us the blind areas of our hearts. We want to commit, God, this day to really, wanting to hear you and to see you. Give us a heart that desires, Lord, for us to see the ways that you are working beyond the physical world. I pray, God, that you would also give us patience, as sometimes this takes time. Help us to really lean onto you and to grow in the hunger in our hearts to say, God, I want to see you. Help us to see Jesus rightly today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.